This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an exciting moment in radio history every week, made by the likes of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So many exciting things going on, and we apparently are at the forefront of that. I'm Doug Steffen, talk host since 1974. Should I admit to that, Michael?
Yes, you should. You should be proud of the fact that you're the oldest man in media.
Ah, not quite. I think Bohannon's got me beat by a couple of years.
Oh,
one way or the other. Well, we won't tell anybody, though.
No.
We're going to go through the stories and the people, but let's start where this suggestion I just made about News Talk Radio, Talkers Magazine. If you go to talkers.com, Talkers Magazine has an overview, without being too much in the weeds, with the information about news talk, the spoken word formats, and how so many more people, I suppose maybe it goes with the territory, but it seems dramatic, Michael, don't you think, the number of people who are listening to these programs, this format, the stations, etc.?
Yeah, well, it is dramatic. It's been the thing that has, in my opinion, saved radio.
Yes.
As in spoken word radio. You know, with all due respect to our friends in music radio, and many of them are the same people in talk radio, that, you know, ironically, Talkers has a huge readership in the music radio world because a lot of the same managers that run talk stations run the music stations.
Yeah.
They're not as separated as they were, as we say, back in the day.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, entire markets, meaning communities, cities of radio stations, are in some cases all located in the same building.
Yep.
You know, so there used to be a saying in the business, well, I can always go across the street and work for the competitor. Well, now you have to go across the hall and work for the same company.
Yeah.
So it's we're laughing.
Oh,
we're whistling past the graveyard, you know.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
I forgot the question, but yeah.
Well, I wanted to have people understand that you were on top of it. There's a story in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com this week highlighting what the news and news talk stations, the spoken word format, is doing in terms of garnering listenership. And it's really quite significant. I think it's the biggest influx I've seen. You usually get it anyway around election time for pretty obvious reasons, at least since it's become political. Talk radio is much more political than it was, certainly when I started in 74. And as we got into it, you know, it becomes more and more a focus on right versus left. But there is, you know, you look back at the reason that people want to know, and they want to know because they can't seem to find information that's relevant anyplace else.
Yeah, it's also entertaining. People find a tremendous amount of entertainment in politics. It's verbally violent.
Why are wrestling matches? Why is wrestling so popular? And you get right down to it. Look, there's no, it used to be one night a week of wrestling on TV, and then there were two. And then it was beside the WWE, it's some other organization with guys and girls out there grunting and throwing each other around and looking pretty stupid. And I'm going to get this guy. And now it's wrestling
theater
every night.
Well, wrestling is theater. Wrestling is theater.
Yeah.
Wrestling is a fantastic form of physical theater, personality theater, and the audiences are part of the show, which is why they've been really taxed into being as creative as possible to pull off these wrestling matches without large arena audiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've done a very good job of it. I think all sports have done a very good job of dealing with the fact that they're playing to empty houses by and large, but I don't think they've done such a good job that they've been able to close the gap in terms of the product.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the fans in any sport are an important part of the delivery of the drama and the impact. You know?
Right. Now, as a matter of fact, we look at the story list. You want to go through it. Number 10 has to do with sports during the pandemic.
Yes.
I think maybe you've got some more to say about this. The baseball season's over pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And so is basketball. Now we've got the football season, but that's in jeopardy. The teams keep shutting down because the players are all getting the virus, yeah?
Yeah, the feeling in football, and I'm a football fan, is that this is just a weird season. It's sort of like a season-long preseason. It's like exhibition games. It's real, and it'll count, and you want your team to win, and everybody is playing as hard as they can. But between the injuries that have happened on the field because there was no preseason, no warm-up time, people are not, you know, they're pulling muscles, and some terrible, terrible injuries have occurred, and people coming down with COVID, and many top players not even playing this season, doing what was called opting out, the season has this feel, and Tuesday night games and games being canceled at the last minute.
But yet you turn on the television every night, and there's every one of the networks has got some kind of sports. I mean, I saw three football games on three major networks. I think it was last night or the night before, as I'm going through the channels. That's all they seem to have to program. So next thing you know, you're going to be doing Little League football.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, you know, basketball came to a conclusion. It was kind of interesting. LeBron James set all kinds of records. The LA Lakers are back on top. In baseball, some of the teams that weren't expected to do well did. Some of them that were expected to do well didn't. Because of the strange nature of the season. As I said, football seems surrealistic. I'm not quite sure what's going on in hockey, but that, mm-hmm. I understand, is a little bit off in terms of when they're playing. The big issue with sports is there's been a tremendous loss of revenue for businesses that surround stadiums and arenas that count on these crowds to fill their stores and their restaurants and their bars. That has been a disaster. Stadium workers, vendors, people who make their living have been out of work, and that's been extremely, extremely difficult. And there were a long time when there weren't games, and that has hurt not only the teams who are not selling tickets, that's hurting them financially, but it's hurting a lot of the media that, you know, when the baseball season didn't start for a very long time, there was no baseball. We're talking about millions of dollars of revenue has been lost. The major problem with the sports during the pandemic has been economic. And, not so much, you know, oh, you know, we don't have our sports the way we want them, which, you know, is an issue. But no, the economy, the impact of sports on the economy has just been brutal. And that's been the big issue.
Yeah. Well, let's go through the list quickly, and then we'll pick some things out of here that are important. So please do your
I'll zip through it. Here we go. Number 10, sports during the pandemic. Number 9, climate change tied with Roe v. Wade. At number 8, U.S. foreign affairs, China, Russia. At number 7, race relations, police reform, law and order, and the governor kidnap plot. At number 6, the education crisis. At number 5, the economy and stimulus gridlock. At number 4, health care, meds, protective measures. At number 3, COVID-19. 19 stats and projections, and there's a lot of talk about high-profile COVID patients. At number 2, the presidential race, the dueling town halls, the balloting issues, and all kinds of scandals and accusations as each side tries to take the other one down. And at number 1, we have the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation hearings. Quick run through the people. At number 10, Pete Buttigieg. Number 9, Rudy Giuliani and William Barr, two people that are one openly and one kind of accused of being the president's personal lawyer. At number 8, Gretchen Whitmer and Ralph Northam, governors. Melania and Barron Trump, 7 COVID patients. At number 6, Mitch McConnell. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Hunter Biden. They've been coming after him. At number 3, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Amy Coney Barrett at number 2. And number 1, Donald Trump. There it is. Quick and easy.
What happened to Mike Pence?
Mike Pence was not on the survey this week.
took a rest this week. I got it. Yeah. All right, quarter after the hour, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As you know, Mike Lindell, who is the founder of MyPillow, has a real passion to help all of us get a good night's sleep. He didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. He has created now, among many other things, the new Dream Bed Sheets, these Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look wonderful, feel great. I sleep in them. It's really a nice thing to get into clean sheets all the time. snuggle up, and these sheets are the best. Mike found the world's best cotton in Egypt, the Giza cotton, ultra-soft, breathable, extremely durable. The Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee like everything at MyPillow.com. Use it, don't like it, get your money back. It's that simple. The first night you go to bed and you get on those Giza sheets, though, you want everything else is going to be secondary. You won't want to be on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. And so Mike Lindell making a special offer for folks listening to this program. If you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, you'll have a BOGO deal on the sheets. Receive two sets for the price of one. How about that? And using the DJV code, get free shipping. So MyPillow.com, promo code DJV at checkout. Or if it's easier for you, you can call them and order. Talk to a human being. 800-716-5989 for MyPillow. 800-716-5989. Or go online for these sheets. Get the BOGO deal. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV at checkout.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael took a drive this week, and I was interested for you to tell a quick story about what you experienced as you drove from south to north. Highways, people, masks.
A lot of masks. First of all, you drive 95. I drove about 1,300 miles in 2.5 days. I chose to drive rather than fly and move back to our central headquarters and our home in Massachusetts, as opposed to a place which is a winter place, right, in Jupiter, Florida, that we wound up spending 10 months.
Yeah.
And so you see the world from the perspective of the interstate, but you get to see a lot. And the people in the South are extremely friendly. Everywhere, every state, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, went through all 11 states. Every single one of them practice wearing masks, mm-hmm, and social distancing intensely. I mean, and thus it seemed like I was in a science fiction movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Roaming
the
apocalyptic,
All right. Hold your breath, ladies and gentlemen. We continue. It's 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hopefully you're finding yourself tuned in and turned on to our discussion here.
Sound like an old disc jockey, right, Michael?
We just tuned in, turned on, a hot
tuned in and turned on, yes.
Okay, so we're into the stories that people, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, they have a list that's published at Talkers.com every week. So you can follow the stories, and the list changes during the week because this whole business is so much in flux. So many things changing every day, every hour, and it makes for exciting radio as much as anything else, I think. Whereas on television, and I don't mean necessarily this to be a slam, but it kind of is, it's the same old, same old, right? With the talk radio conversations, it's fresh, it's new, it moves. Television is the same B-roll, the same pictures, the same video. It's just the same stuff over and over and over again. So if you want to kind of get the pulse, then you listen to the various hosts. I noticed that you have an interview this week with this young fellow, Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
In the MH interview. He's 26 years old. He was at the RNC recently, I know that. And he's got a show that's on Salem. What do you think is going to happen with him?
I think he's a bright young man. I think that he's very interesting. I think that he makes a very good case for the basic principles of conservative thinking.
At 26, though, what is he? And I don't mean that to be. It's not a shot at him. I just wonder at 26 how much wisdom and experience he has, which is one of the things I think people want to listen to when they hear talk radio program. I think,
it's very exciting to hear a young, bright person more so than hearing an old fool. So,
the two of us are exceptions to that rule.
Well, I mean, I do believe that age and wisdom play a role in life. Mm-hmm. However, I am always very, very encouraged when I run into a bright young person, because then I believe there's hope for the future. And he's that kind of kid. He's that kind of bright young person. Now, when I was 26, I already was a veteran in radio. I was running a radio station at 20.
Yeah, me too.
When I turned 25, and you listen to the lyrics of Neil Young's "Old Man,"
which certainly fit him these days.
Yeah, but you know, we lamented turning 25. We didn't trust anybody over 30. It seems that today's generation of young people mature slower than going back in time.
Yes, there it is. Very, very, very sage. I think that's the way to put it.
You know, so
I again ask about a 26-year-old because most 26-year-olds can't find their butt in a snowstorm.
Right. Thomas Jefferson was 33 years old, I believe, when he wrote the Declaration of Independence. Think about that. Mm-hmm. He was in his early 30s. Think about yourself at that. Think about your parents. Think about your father. I didn't know him well, but he was a businessman. He probably was doing stuff at 20 years old that today 40-year-olds do.
You talking about my father?
Yeah,
or your father.
Your father. I'm trying to bring up a case that you know.
Yeah.
That people were older, younger than they are now. So
they went through the strain. The strainer, if you will. My father was an orphan, and he was on his own and made something of himself because he had to, not necessarily because he wanted to. And so a lot of times, the reason I bring up again the 26-year-old, because most 26-year-olds now still live at home, for God's sakes.
Yeah, or they go to these schools, these universities, which is being exposed now. I'd like to talk about that more on the other side of the break. You know, they're kept in childhood for years that are unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And pay a lot of money to do that.
Right. Okay. So that's, and that again, sort of brings me back around. So this kid is an exception. I'm thinking also
college.
Of Bench.
He what? He didn't go to college.
Really?
Yeah. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. A lot of people are comparing to Ben Shapiro. Interesting. He's another young star on the horizon. It's 28 at the hour here on this week's Countdown.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic candidate Joe Biden will be back on the campaign trail today after last night's town halls. The president making stops in Georgia and Florida to bolster his support among seniors. Biden will be campaigning through the swing state of Michigan, sparked by Twitter and Facebook's blocking of a negative New York Post article about Hunter Biden. The Senate Judiciary Committee says they will be issuing a subpoena to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton saying,
"Well, I'm glad that we're going to subpoena Jack Dorsey to come to Capitol Hill. These big tech oligarchs need to answer for their censorship of conservative and Republican voices. It's been going on for years. This week, though, they declared open war on the Republican Party and conservatives across America. And my message for these big tech oligarchs is simple. Winter is coming."
USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn could hear from a judge today after suing New York State over tight coronavirus restrictions. Brooklyn Bishop Nicholas DiMarzo feels the state has not proven the need to put restrictions on specific churches in Queens or Brooklyn.
There is an issue of religious freedom. We have complied. Our places are not where contagion is going to be transmitted. We have all the safety precautions.
Under New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's rules, houses of worship in the coronavirus hotspot zones are only allowed 10 people max. The campaign spokesman for Arizona Democratic Senate candidate Mark Kelly has some choice words for police.
T.J. LaRoe, Kelly's deputy press secretary, posted the message in a response to a video that showed Chicago police clashing with protesters over the summer. In a tweet, he called the Chicago PD worthless pigs with an expletive mixed in. That was back on August 17th. LaRoe officially joined Kelly's campaign 1 week later on August 24th. The comment reflects many from the left that seem to embrace a radical anti-police sentiment. And the post comes to light as Mark Kelly's campaign has sought to portray itself as moderate on policing issues. Kelly, whose parents were police officers, has said he opposes defunding law enforcement agencies. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Page two of our overview this week, what's going on in the world of news talk radio. The charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, for the week of October 12th to the 16th. Michael Harrison is servicing us well. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers. Find the list at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, every week, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all of the things that connect us to the world, this fascinating format. So you were talking about childhood. We were discussing Charlie Kirk and his age, and then we were talking in general about people, the naivete, if you will, of that generation, or maybe the two younger generations. And I say that admittedly thinking that you and I are members of the baby boom generation, and you know, we look askance at those who are not experienced, but there is a whole different culture that's come out of this last 20 or so years, Michael.
There's no doubt about it. And I think that people grew up faster in the old days than they do now.
Yeah.
And part of that is because of social media and American popular culture, the economy, and the whole idea of going to college and having experiences, making contacts, learning socialization, and not really learning skills,
yeah.
not taking classes and things that you really don't need to know about. You know, there was once the idea that, well, you get a well-rounded liberal arts education and that you can apply that to anything you go into. It's not really true. A lot of these things you don't even remember. It's about getting a piece of paper and saying you went to some prestigious school.
Yeah.
What can you do? I don't know. I can't do anything. Well, then why should I hire you?
And is it going to be worse, the lackluster time we're in for education, where people are looking at a screen and listening to a college professor or a high school teacher or even a kindergarten teacher, and what do they get out of it? If you don't know any better, my grandson doesn't know any better, so this is how he's starting his educational routine. What will it be like when he's very social? What will it be like for him when he actually goes to school?
And, I think that we have to separate social from necessarily being what you learn in school. Because a lot of what happens in school is the social is actually torture. You get bullied. You get kids throwing a ball at you in dodgeball and phys ed. You get made fun of. You get humiliated. You're bored to tears in some classes where the teachers are in person, but they're lousy. I actually believe that you can learn more. So I take a contrary position on this. From a screen, in a well-designed package, in a well-designed system, than going to school and wasting a lot of time with boring teachers, boring classes, sitting there staring at the wall, hiding your smartphone so that they don't know you're texting and elsewhere, and thinking of school as a social situation. There's so many other ways to socialize. And not to mention, if you go out to work, you create social relationships with your coworkers. It's all a mess. It really is. And it's too expensive. It's person should not be in debt for years to have a piece of paper.
Get out of it. All right. Well, Michael has just torpedoed the entire post-secondary education system in our country. You heard it here first on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right. Speaking of torpedoing things, one of the most prominent members of the C-SPAN group, C-SPAN organization that was put on the air, 40 years ago, Brian Lamb came up with this idea and he got people to help him start a network that that underscored non-controversial ways of looking at things, kind of just the facts, right? That's really what
It started with live coverage of political events without commentary.
Right.
The cameras would just be there. You'd watch them.
Right, yeah.
You don't have a panel of people telling you what it means.
And so then it expanded. I remember you and I, when we would have our conventions in Washington, would be on. You were on a lot, bringing the talk radio, the richness of talk radio, because it made great fodder for C-SPAN, in a sense. I remember being on two or three times with you and some other folks. And, you know, it was a great experience because Brian himself was right down the middle. Man, you talk about somebody who didn't have an axe to grind. He was all about getting to the heart, the meat of the story, and was very skilled at it, I think. I miss him on the air. And anyway, so Scully apparently did some tweeting that he ought not to have done and has exposed himself to being a little one-sided. So now, is everybody vulnerable? Even the people on C-SPAN now are getting caught with their hands in the cookie jar. It seems almost sacrosanct to think of C-SPAN as being violated, but apparently it was with whatever.
Well, I don't know. When you say hands in the cookie jar, that indicates corruption as opposed to breaking format.
It is a form of, in my mind, it's a form of corruption. It's not monetary corruption, but it's sort of mental corruption. You present yourself as one thing, and in fact, you are something else. And we see that kind of all the time, don't we?
Don't we ever?
Yeah.
Yeah. As part of human nature.
I suppose.
It's like, would you consider playing records on the radio as a DJ that you don't like and saying, that's a great hit from Tony Orlando and Dawn?
I actually like those songs, but it's
but you know what I mean.
Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Exactly. There were a lot of things that you and I did as disc jockeys because the boss told us that's what we had to do. But the boss didn't tell Steve Scully to do. I guarantee you the boss didn't tell Steve Scully what to do in this circumstance. So anyway, but it just shows everybody, I guess, is vulnerable, Michael.
What did he do?
Well, he basically, under the circumstances, you know, we like to think of we're these news media outlets like Fox keep saying, we're fair and balanced. And C-SPAN presented itself, and Scully, I think, was probably one of the most visible of all the people that are on C-SPAN. Don't you think? I mean, when you get right down to it.
I don't watch C-SPAN that much anymore.
Well, but I mean, you know, he's been around.
I'm being honest, I don't know.
He's a very gentle soul. He looks like one anyway. He's the president, by the way, of the White House Correspondents Association as well.
He said something in a social media.
He admitted to lying about his Twitter feed being hacked when he was confronted about a questionable exchange with Scaramucci. He went to, as they call him, the Mooch, to get some dirt on Trump before he's supposed to. He was supposed to be the moderator of the debate that got canceled this week. Mm-hmm. You knew that, right? Mm-hmm. Scully was supposed to be the moderator of that. And so they had their town hall meetings. And before this, though, Trump tweeted at Scaramucci, "Should I respond to Trump when Trump criticized him, that is Scully, as a never-Trumper?" And so this was a, can you find something stronger than that to take a shot at the guy with? I don't know why you'd go to Scaramucci.
Without going down the rabbit hole of that particular story, one of the things that makes it very difficult to take a neutral posture, a Switzerland posture in today's society, and I deal with it because I try to take that posture, is that a lot of people believe if you're not with us, you're against us.
Yep.
So by saying I'm not taking the left or the right. Then you're on the left if they're the right. Then you're on the right. If you don't see that this president is either the worst thing that ever happened or the best thing that ever happened, well then you're a liberal. You're a conservative. Yeah. If you're not with me, you are a fascist or you are a communist. Mm. And so sometimes in an environment such as this, what was considered the safe middle ground is actually the center of the crossfire and the most dangerous place.
Can't be in the middle.
It's very hard during.
Scully was taken off of the coverage of the campaign and will not appear on the air again until after the election. So that's the end of him for a while.
I wonder if they're paying him.
I don't know. We can call and ask if you'd like. Check that out.
Let's get his job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and I together, we can do that.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Right. That'd be pretty good. You would too. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Mm-hmm. All right.
I would have fit there.
Yes, you would have.
Yep. All right. I want to talk about the people were the number two issue this week. I suppose there's a lot of stuff around voting, but the presidential race number two and the discussion about felony those people who have been convicted of felonies and whether they should vote or not in this year's election becomes a part of that conversation as we continue here in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I want to call your attention to a super sophisticated yet super simple way for you to lose weight. On a daily basis, I'm betting you're like 80% of the rest of the country. You look in the mirror and you think, I got to lose a few pounds here and a few pounds there. And if you've been sitting around not exercising during COVID, probably got more than a few pounds here and a few pounds there. Guess what? Halloween's coming, all that candy, then Thanksgiving, all that eating, and then Christmas. You know what happens then. So get out in front of it. Go to toploss.com and see how the use of the program that we have from Calitrin can be so right for you. Help yourself. Go to toploss.com. See the information they have about the success stories, people using Calitrin. And then you can see some of the other things that go with Calitrin, some of the complementary products that they have. When you buy three, you can get three of anything that they have there. There's a product that you can use to get rid of the midriff bulge that you have. Get rid of the fat. Burn it off. Help yourself. It's two different things treated by two all-natural products. from Calivrin. Toploss.com. At checkout, use the code DJV. No shipping charges then. And access to these fabulous deals. We actually buy a six-month supply of their product to lose the weight and keep it off. Get rid of the bulging fat here and there. You buy three and get three free. That's the deal. Toploss.com. Lose that weight the natural, simple way. Check out at the end of the event. Use the code DJV.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Back with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So the presidential race and elections in general, the focus, we're only, what, a couple of weeks away from the election, and there is a big to-do. A lot of talk radio hosts are talking about whether felons should be able to vote or not in this year's election. Apparently there are 5 million people, Michael, with felony convictions that can't vote. Some states you can, some states you can't. This is when we were kids, felons couldn't. Remember Gordon Liddy, our pal, the talk host? He couldn't even come to the White House because he was a felon. Never mind,
yeah,
not
was amazing.
Both.
Yeah, it was amazing. Wouldn't let him in the White House.
Right.
But I don't know whether the felon issue is one of the major issues around the presidential race. What we do have, though, in modern politics, and Donald Trump is probably the biggest perpetuator of it, is attacking your opponents personally. In other words, if somebody says they don't like your policy, rather than say why your policy is right and their policy is wrong, you point out that they're a cheater, a liar, and basically no good as a person. Yeah. You just
where is the proof of that? Oh, you don't have to have it. Trump says it, so it must be true.
Or people are saying, or I hear it, I read it. Oh, man, it's sloppy. It's very, very sloppy and dirty.
Yeah. So what did you make of these dueling TV events? Did you pay any attention to either one of them?
I paid attention to both of them, and I thought they both were true to form. Both had good moderators and good questions, and both candidates had to face tremendous scrutiny and basically revealed what they're about. Of course, people who are zealots see what they want to see.
Right. Were they sweating? Did you see any sweat from the brow of either of them?
No. My TV is not ultra-high definition.
I got it. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a change in pace. 53 past the hour. It's Movie Moments time on the Friday, October 16th DJV program. Joining us now is Chuck Curry, who's our movie man, has been for a decade. So the focus, he knows more about DVDs and CDs and video and movies and stuff than anybody. It's his habit. It's his passion. That's why he has credibility and he's a lot of fun as well. So that's the theme from Dexter. I must admit to having been told that because I never would have recognized it, and I don't really know anything about Dexter, so
really?
You want to clue me in,
well,
Chopper?
I will. I wasn't on the air yesterday with you, but it was announced the night before that Showtime is going to revive their one of the more popular TV shows, which ran from 2006 to 2000. I think it ran for 5 years. It started in 2006. And it was one of my all-time favorite shows, very complex show. Michael C. Hall was born to play this character of a Miami forensic expert who masquerades on the side as a serial killer dog that kills only bad people. And I thought he was tremendously good in that role. Last season was a little shaky in terms of storytelling, but up until then it was pretty good, and it had some great seasons. That was a good announcement, and it actually made me feel good. Because I always wanted to see them revise that character, and they talked about it for the last few years, and it's finally going to happen. So, if you're
so, is this
fan,
a couple of questions?
It's on Netflix, by the way. Yeah,
yeah, a couple of questions about this.
Sure.
In terms of him only knocking off bad guys, this sounds a little bit like the role that Denzel Washington played in Equalizer.
He's a vigilante at the end of the day, but he happens
so
to be
how is
a
that,
little bit more complex in his mindset.
There's that movie, that TV show that the guy from SNL was in. I can't remember his name. A lot of big stars. Henry Winkler was in it. Story about a guy who was a hitman, but he was studying acting.
Well, Henry Winkler won a few Emmys for that show. I'm trying to think of the name of it.
Yeah, you know the one. I mean, it's the same sort of thing. He's a hitman, gets rid of bad people, but he's, you know, he's a soft, sweet, gentle guy, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, this is something that's been worked over. All right, Daisy Ridley, the English actress best known for her role as Rey in Star Wars, is narrating a new movie on IMAX called Asteroid Hunters. Have you heard anything about this? This is real info.
I have not.
It really looks like it would be fascinating. It's supposed to be out later on this year. I just think the guy who put it together has done a lot of great television and working on movies as well. So I wonder, how important is IMAX these days?
It's important to the industry. It's probably 15% of the market share.
It is.
When things are healthy. Yeah, I mean, people have a big interest in watching something on a very, very, very big screen. Yeah, it's about 15% of the market share. A couple movies. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I want you to go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix going to play Napoleon in a Ridley Scott epic movie based on his life. It's called Kick Dog. Interesting title. But Joaquin Phoenix, who's coming off the Joker, one of those actors, though, like Leonardo DiCaprio, that picks his projects very carefully, doesn't bounce into one project after another, could wait 2-3 years at least in between projects. So this should be a good one. And then I didn't talk about last week that Gal Gadot is going to reteam with her Wonder Woman director, Patty Jenkins, for a remake of Cleopatra over at Paramount Pictures.
I saw that. If you knew that she was in Murder on the Nile, I didn't realize that Armie Hammer's in it and a bunch of other big actors. I'd forgotten she was in there as well. Yeah.
Yep.
What are they doing? They're pushing that. That was supposed to come out at the end of this month, but I think it's been pushed back again, has it not?
Yeah, it's been pushed back to November, but, I mean, if you ask me the odds of that getting released this year, I'm going to say...
no.
20%. Yeah, maybe 20%, but probably not. You know, opening day in theaters, dug wide, one wide release, Honest Thief with Liam Neeson. I'm going to go check it out over
me
the weekend.
Too.
There's a small movie with Bill Murray, directed by Sofia Coppola, called On the Rocks. We booked it in the local art house theater here in East Stroudsburg, getting real good reviews. And Disney is re-releasing Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas from 1993. I have a feeling that's going to make a dent at the box office. There's going to be interest in that re-release. So hopefully some people go to the movies this weekend. Obviously, we know it's not going to be on the scale. But I read an article, Doug, about 15% of the people have gone back to the movies of 100 that normally would. So we're way, way long time before anything is normalized.
Yeah. Well, I went to see that Robert De Niro Grandpa movie. What a damnable waste of time that was. Oh, my God, is it awful.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.